I'm Dean in Minneapolis, and we have come around to audio drama time, as we do every night at this particular juncture. I am waiting for the phone to ring, because we're going to talk, before we get into the whole Powder River thing, we're going to talk with Jerry Robbins. Jerry Robbins is the writer and producer of Powder River, and basically directs it, writes it, and it's long overdue that we get Jerry on the air. Jerry, good evening.
Hey, how are you?
I'm very well. So how are you, my friend? Were the Mai Tais good?
Oh, my goodness. I had so many Mai Tais.
Excellent. Excellent.
You know, it's a writer thing, I guess. I don't know. So I really only had 3 Mai Tais, so because I knew I was going to go on the air, and I didn't want to sound like a total blubbering idiot.
Oh, I thought it would have been way fun if you had about 6.
Well, they close at 1, so the night is young.
And before I waste a whole bunch of time, Jerry, Colonial Radio Theater on the air, obviously pretty much a labor of love. You wrote me a lengthy email way early on in our talks about how you got into this. Explain to my listeners just exactly how did you end up doing radio drama? Because, like, nobody's getting rich doing that these days.
Mm-hmm. Well, with me, I was an actor on stage from the time I was 12, and I don't like live theater. I mean, the rehearsals, I hate rehearsing things. It was just, you know, it's a lot of work. And I did it for many years. And when I was 16, I got a radio cassette of an old Edgar Bergen show. And I had never, ever heard a radio play up to the time I was 16 years old. And I listened to this radio play, and I absolutely loved it. Because I think the first time I listened to it, you know, it was the right time and the right place. It was very dark, and there you were with this incredible program, and your imagination just goes crazy with it. And I loved it. And that's the only radio show I heard for a number of years. And then years later, I got a production of Orson Welles' Christmas Carol. And finally, when I really was getting fed up, and I said, I don't want to do a theater anymore, but I still wanted to be somewhat release my creative side, and I said, well, I'd like to try some to do radio theater, which I didn't know anyone else was doing it at that time. We didn't really have the internet like we have today. You couldn't go online and find a million radio plays, you know?
Right. You weren't familiar with Jim French, and you weren't familiar with what the CBC was doing up north.
Right. I mean, I didn't even have a computer in the house at that point. I mean, we're talking 1988.
Right.
I wanted to do these radio plays. I'm thinking, well, how do you do it? So I was looking for radio scripts. I went to the library. I couldn't find any radio scripts. And finally, I ordered from a catalog. I ordered a bunch of old-time radio shows, and I transcribed them. I listened to the tape, and I wrote out the scripts on a typewriter. And got some friends of mine over, and we recorded them, and we couldn't get the whole cast together at one time, so we did it like one line at a time, and I would assemble them all one line at a time on this like little 2-track tape recorder.
Right.
One thing led to another. I ended up doing 80 of these kinds of shows.
Oh,
with
my
transcribing
God.
Scripts. But what happened was, after 5 years of doing this, a friend of mine, Mark Vandenberg, who's now my business partner,
right,
at this time he had left Massachusetts and was living out in Colorado, and he said, there's a guy out here that does these radio shows like you do, except he's doing quite well with them. And I said, what, like as a business? And he says, yeah. And I'm thinking, well, that's pretty cool. So he said, well, why don't we do something for the Boston area, something that we could, like, sell in gift shops and stuff. And I said, like a radio play? He says, yeah. So we got the idea to do Battle Road, about the battles of Lexington and Concord. So by this time, I had written so many of these old-time scripts, transcribed them. I started writing Battle Road, and I found myself writing in the style of these old shows I had listened to for so many years.
Right.
I must have transcribed probably 40 of the Lux Radio Theaters, a bunch of Orson Welles' Campbell Playhouse. So by transcribing these, I learned how to write in the style of old-time radio. And it was weird. I just picked up the rhythm, you know, right from the get-go, mainly just from copying these old scripts, which is totally illegal, but I did it. And first show up, and it went in the stores up here in Massachusetts in all the gift shops. And I think Battle Road sold, at this point, probably over 10,000 copies on cassettes.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was just like, wow, people like these. We started getting letters, and one thing led to another. And we first started doing exclusively just historical things, New England legends and that sort of stuff. And then
right.
It evolved into classic literature. And, you know, 10 years later, here we are doing Powder River. And never thought I'd be doing a Western. It just sort of evolved.